Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Pretty Much Podcasting, your how-to guide to pretty much living, a podcast that deep dives into the navigations of life, unwavering self-love, and faith-led living. If you're new here, I am Nikayla Tanise, your host and your new audio bestie. And today, we'll be discussing expectations over experience. Now, you may be wondering, what will I be getting at this episode? And I'm really excited about this topic because it will allow you to enter the mind of minds and how I view certain goals in my life, some if not all of my goals. For example, pretty much podcasting. I love how I say it. Pretty much podcasting. I'm just kidding. How did this podcast come to be? Well, I'll be the first to tell you. It did not start because I had experience. No, ma'am. I was just a girl knowing that my voice needed to be heard. And it started because I had expectations for this podcast to reach those who needed it. I remember taking my time with this podcast as I talk about it in earlier episodes. And I do plan on going in depth about pretty much podcasting probably like in the season finale. So I can't wait to talk about that. But in the first month of January, I did a ton of research. I researched so many things when it came down to equipment, sound, where to start, how to start, what to do. By teaching myself that, I created my experience to reach my expectations. And I want you to do the same. People talk about having experience is what will make you qualified. And because of people saying that to us, we trap ourselves in a box, especially for my college students who have graduated and are looking for jobs in their field. And we find ourselves trapped in the realm of rejection. We don't qualify. We're overqualified. We're everything, but not what they want. And that is okay. We know life isn't fair at times and rejection stings, but always remember that rejection is redirection to your next big thing. I say all of this to say, experience should not overshadow your expectations that you have for yourself. If this is what you want and expect in your life, whether that is personal growth or your career, you show up as who you are expecting to be. It's called the law of assumption. By believing the thing you want in life already exists in your life, you'll manifest it into existence. And I would like to sprinkle, when prayers go up, blessings come down. So it's not even just about manifesting. You can also pray. You can also pray as you continue to work towards your expectations. You are expecting to be a nurse, then be a nurse. You are expecting to be a woman of God, then be a woman of God. You are expecting to graduate with honors, then go be that graduate with honors. Just because you're not experiencing this now does not mean you won't ever. You will, because your expectations are your goal, whether it's long-term or short-term. Your experiences are steps to get you there. Don't allow your current experiences to overshadow the end games of your expectations. Are y'all listening? As I continue on, I want to define the general term expectations, because I just want you guys to see something. Expectations are a belief or an assumption, about how future events or situations will unfold based on our prior experiences. Y'all hear the keywords? Personal desires and so much more. Your expectations can be both conscious and unconscious, and it plays a significant role in shaping our satisfaction, motivation, and overall our life. And I even want to piggyback off of knowing that expectations are an assumption to your future events and situations based on your prior experiences. Like, I have to repeat it again because I know y'all heard the keywords assumption and experience, the law of assumption. So say this: you're in biology. Each assignment and test you turn in, you got an A. You should be expecting an A. If you know that you paid off the balance on time and it's on the correct due date, you should be expecting a higher credit score. Your expectations matter just as much as your experiences. You move through your experiences expecting something, good or bad. What you're expecting will show up in your experiences as well. You will alter your way of living to show up in your future expectations. Your experiences are the steps, while your expectations are your goals. You must enter rooms confident and certain of who you are and what you will be. Don't allow someone to label you, to place you, or to define you. When you know who you are, you have no problem making room for yourself in rooms they didn't expect you to be in. You have no problem bringing a cheer to the table. To be honest, you have no problem bringing the table and providing the room as well. A movement starts with one person, and sometimes that movement may start with you. Now, while I shun light on how to show up as your expectations, I will also say, knowing that expectations may sometimes fall short, or you'll end up altering your expectations, but that's life. Setting realistic and healthy expectations is something we as adults must do. Sit with your goals and pinpoint them as big or little. How long will this expectation of mine arrive? Will I be able to accomplish this expectation alone? These are important questions you should ask yourself. That's why it's always important to have your expectations to sometimes be flexible and can be adaptive to certain switches and changes in your life. We all know life can happen, and you want to be prepared if there are any setbacks or sudden changes you may make. I even want to reflect on a time that your expectations were either overly accomplished or they just weren't met. What did you do? How did it make you feel? I want to get you back on track to your expectations you hold for yourself, because it's really the person you'll become in the next 5 years. Or maybe 3 years. Hey, maybe even 1 year from now, you could be showing up as the expectations you have been thinking about right now. You are going to be. I'm not even going to say you think, none of that. I'm going to say this firmly. I firmly believe you're going to be sitting in prayers that you sent up to God this very moment, in the next couple of years, in the next 6 months, in the next year to come. So I really want you to sit and think about that. Like, who I am today is not going to be who I am tomorrow. Someone once said, once you realize you are the driver to your own destiny, you realize how much you've been holding your own self back. And I really want you to sit and think about that. I'm going to repeat again. Once you realize you are the driver to your own destiny, you realize how much you have been holding your own self back. And it's kind of crazy, because you start to stop playing. You really start to stop playing with yourself, because that quote itself hit me so hard, because I was like, you know what? There was times where I did fall short of some expectations, and it wasn't because it was out of my hands. It was because I didn't show up as my expectations. I started to slack. I started to get lazy. I stopped being consistent with something. I stopped. Why? Whether that was self-sabotage, whether that was me being lazy, whether that was just me being whatever, I wasn't showing up as my expectations, and I kind of started to get delayed or backtracked. I heard that and I was just like, you're absolutely right. And it's time to tighten up and stop playing with ourselves. So as you reflect about your expectations, whether that was, it was over-succeeded, congrats, or if it was just unmet, I'll tell you about mine, because this podcast is all about a comfy space. Don't ever think I'm just like not going through things, because I do. And I want you guys to know me just as much as I want to get to know you. And my setback was this. I was supposed to graduate in spring of 23, but I made the mistake of fumbling a class. At the time, I was going through a lot mentally, and I dropped the ball. I was going through a breakup. I was moving out. I was doing a lot, and I fumbled a class. it was the most devastating thing to me because of the pressure I put on myself to be on time, and just because I do everything on my own. It weighed a lot on me throughout spring. If everybody doesn't know, you'll know now, I got my own stuff through college. I lived in Tennessee for like all 4 years. I had to work full-time jobs. I had to make sure that the balance was cleared. Had to do this all on my own because I was a first-gen college student with little to no help. So I just want you guys to like look at it as, I feel like I let myself down because I was like, where is this money going to come? Now I'm going to have to like another semester of me pulling more money out, or another semester of me taking one class. I let it be, and I prayed about it a lot, and I asked God for guidance. I watched my favorite classmates graduate that spring, and I was genuinely happy for them. I just waited until fall of 23. I wasn't too upset because I'm not gonna lie, I really do enjoy school. I was just sad because I didn't hit that expectation that I once had. But I adapted to those changes though, and I continued to show up as a graduating senior until I finally met my expectation, which was to be a first gen graduate. I showed up as who I was expecting, and so should you. As we conclude this thoughtful episode of pretty much podcasting, let's take a moment to reflect on the power of our expectations and how they shape our experiences. Embrace life's unpredicting moments and allow yourself to grow from each experience. If you would like to keep the conversation going or share your own experiences, find me on social media at Pretty Much Podcasting and at NikaylaXO on Instagram. I'd love to hear your stories, your struggles, and of course, your triumphs. Remember, life is pretty much a journey best shared. So thank you for sharing a piece of your day with me. I'll see you all next week on Pretty Much Mondays. Sending you all the love. This is Nikayla Tanis signing off. Bye. This is how I'm gonna have to do it.